the Glass in the Morning radio program. Big Show Friday, and we check in live the city of brotherly love, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Joe Smith and the Hoosiers on the road for NCAA Sweet 16 action. Joe, good morning. How are you?
How are we doing, Glass, on this good Friday?
It's a great hopefully a great Friday. You've got my you've got my wingman this morning there in the city of brotherly love with you, Indiana University's good luck charm, Chuck Crabb. We miss Chuck, but Joe, if we don't have to see Chuck this weekend or next weekend, I'm going to extrapolate that Indiana basketball is playing pretty well.
Yeah, I tell you, and now it's the Hoosiers' turn, and by 10 o'clock or so, before we tip it up, the Sweet 16 field will be reduced from now what it is, 12, after play last night, to the Elite Eight with Indiana's hopeful inclusion. And Coach Tom's Hoosiers will have to be at its best tonight, no question, meeting top-seeded North Carolina at the Wells Fargo Center here in Philadelphia. Well, the left side of the bracket now, the South and West regions are all set for tomorrow after Kansas and Villanova, Oregon, and Oklahoma won last night, and really no madness here in all of those games. They all were double-digit winners, and they'll play Saturday for trips to the Final Four in Houston. Tonight, the Hoosiers have to deal with the Tar Heels on a current seven-game winning streak. They're 30-6 overall, and keep in mind, on neutral courts this year, North Carolina is 9-0. The Heels' two seniors, Marcus Page and Bryce Johnson, joined Coach Roy Williams Thursday. Indiana's trio was represented by Yogi and Nick and Thomas Bryant, with Coach Tom. Nothing really revealing or utterly shocking coming out of the press conferences. Nick told us yesterday afterwards that it's an honor to play the number one seed, and they're number one for a reason, and they just have to go out and play well and play Indiana basketball. Talked about Carolina's athleticism and talented nature, but it's just added motivation to go out and, give them a chance at what Indiana's all about, and that hopefully will be the case as the 40 minutes unfolds here a little bit later tonight. The Hoosiers worked over at the famed Palestra on Thursday prior to its open practice at Wells Fargo. One more worked closed practice over at the 20,000-seat arena later today, as the Hoosiers now face the long day ahead of us, just kind of waiting to play. Just a little patience and balance today in the day, and hopefully they can upset tonight. We'll go inside a couple of the numbers. Interest, we've delved into this through the early morning hours. Maryland to date has been the only team to shoot 50% or better. The Terps shot 508 back when the two met in the Big Ten ACC shootout. And Maryland lost that game by 8 in Chapel Hill, by the way. And coming into this one tonight, Carolina has held now 27 straight opponents under 45%, which kind of bodes well of its defense on a club that averages 82.5 points a ball game offensively, same as the Hoosiers. And, two, we might make mention that just the tail of the tape indicates that both teams have yielded 69 points a game defensively, and both teams' average winning margin 13 points plus going into this one. The Hoosiers have won 5 of the last 7 in the series, and it's a stretch that began with that Indiana win in the 81 NCAA title game right here in Philadelphia. Hopeful win later tonight puts the Hoosiers into the Elite Eight. TBS will have the scheduled tip at about 9:57.
9:57. I'm not going to hold my breath on that, Joe. No. Last night, all the games, the early games were blowouts, and none of those games started on time. I think I think the first game that was scheduled to the first game was close. The second game started about 16 minutes late. So it's Friday night. That's the good news. No one's going to have to hopefully get up too early and go to work tomorrow. So that's just part of the deal. All four favorites won last night. All four favorites won by double digits last night.
Yeah.
That needs to change. That trend needs to change, as obviously Indiana is not favored in this game and not a higher seed, as you mentioned, North Carolina being the one. Last night, Joe, how about Villanova? This team that has struggled in the tournament. Now listen to these numbers. This is for the tournament now in three games. 63% from the field, 67% from three, and 94% from the line.
Yeah.
They win last night. They win in Louisville, beating Miami of Florida. Buddy Hield in Oklahoma did their work, beating Texas A&M. Kansas beats Maryland, and Duke falls to Oregon. So it's 1-2-1-2, Chalk City in the South and West. Lon Kruger, Joe, three different decades, over, listen to this, 1988, Kansas State to the Elite Eight, 1994, Florida to the Final Four, and Oklahoma to the Elite Eight this year. That's over 40 years.
Yeah.
How about that for a story?
Guy can coach. He was at Illinois, too, one time.
He was, yes. Didn't have the success there that maybe at other places, but, again, went to the Atlanta Hawks for a while. Went to Las Vegas for a while. But yesterday, the workout's great. You learn nothing in the press conferences. The only thing everybody was worried about yesterday was Robert Johnson's ankle. He was called very iffy, kind of iffy, quite iffy by Coach Crean earlier in the week. What did you observe yesterday regarding Johnson?
I think he's in the same situation as we saw him glass out in Des Moines. He moved real well, shot the ball well, as we were talking to you live there during that work in Des Moines last week, and we watched him again, got a little bit of a smallish brace on the that wrap around.
Well, that's different than last week, right? He didn't have that last week, correct?
Yeah, it's around his left ankle, a supportive thing, if nothing else. I talked to him. You know, he said he feels fine. So there won't be any lineup change tomorrow. I mean, Nick Zaitsev, who has shown some good defensive improvement, let's face it, over the course of the last, I don't know, four or five ball games. Nick's really come on, you know, with his defensive assignments, and he'll be starting as he has been these last few games. So Robert will be coming off the bench. And I see, from what I saw yesterday, you know, I would say 90% plus. So he'll play. Everybody else is A-OK.
And we'll talk about this coming back at 8:45. But tonight's not the night, Joe, to look around and say, what happened? Why didn't this person fire? Why didn't this person? It's all hands on deck tonight. There can't be anybody who fades off into the shadows, or you'll have what happened to Maryland, or you'll have what happened to Miami, Florida, Texas A&M. If you don't fire against really good teams, you're going to be struggling. So we hope the Hoosiers find their A game tonight. We hope. I think it's a good matchup, Joe. Get up and down the court with Carolina. You're going to have to score. But the one thing that scares me a little bit to death, Carolina doesn't shoot the three very well. That means they just pound it at you inside, inside, inside. No ticky-tack fouls tonight. No little reach-ins. No oops, I bumpches. Indiana can't afford to get in foul trouble up front. They've got to be at a full strength all night long.
Well, we'll talk a little about that situation next half hour. We'll go inside some Carolina numbers that are just
deep.
You know, they're just astounding, you know. Astounding. Yeah. So
only three times this year in the 60s. That's it.
Yeah.
Everything else is north of there.
Yeah.
We'll get that coffee pot fired up, and we'll be excited to talk again. We'll go between 8:40 and 8:45 coming up on the backside to make sure we've got enough time to get everything in. Sweet 16 Friday. Did you get a cheesesteak in yesterday?
Yeah, I got a cheesesteak. You know, not bad.
Liberty Bell? Constitution Hall?
Went by there, yeah. We went to a nice restaurant, Smoking Betty's.
There you go.
Down right inside the district there. So it's a nice, quaint little... I mean, it's a big city, but you don't feel like you're in a metropolitan, you know, mega city like New York.
Right.
I mean, people are nice, and, you know, it's just a nice little place to visit.
Very good, Joe. We appreciate it. We'll get caught up at 8:45.
All right, we'll see you then, my friend.
And on the telephone with us, as we do every Friday morning, is Joe Smith is live, but Joe is in a different spot today. Smitty, good morning. How are you?
Glass, Julie, from the city of brotherly love here. On a basketball Friday.
The Liberty Bell edition.
Yeah.
I like
it. Hey, by the way, I did a little research. I got Ben's over here taking a snooze. He is Ben Franklin buried in the cemetery I talked about.
Yeah.
Right next to the hotel, the Christ Church graveyard, his wife alongside of him. Got a couple of signers of the Declaration of Independence. I went over there, kind of not snooped in there, but they have a nice little area that people could walk through, but
so it's very well famous, done.
Very quaint. This city, it's got its real quaint stretches here to give you a better feel. It's just not a subway, trolley, bus, you know.
And it reeks of American history.
Yeah.
Oh, of course. Yeah, that's the thing.
Joe,
narrow little streets, things like that.
You're like a tourism advocate right here for Philly. I love it.
Oh, I know, and they always talk, you know, this mayor, the former governor, did a lot to put the, I'd say in the last 10 years, the economic comeback of this city. It's just cleaner, safer, you know.
That's awesome.
It really, it really is.
The days of Rocky are long gone.
since I knew you had Julie on Friday, so I thought I'd give you a little bit of the Economic Convention Visitors Bureau angle from Philadelphia.
It's perfect, Joe. Perfect.
From the eyes of a Hoosier just here visiting, but, you know, I've been here three different times, and it has...
You've seen the evolution.
It's taken a different... Mm-hmm. Shall we say, atmosphere. Looks good.
And the good news is there's basketball to be played tonight, a brand newer arena. It will not be the Spectrum where Indiana won the national championship in 1976 unbeaten. 9-loss Indiana in 1981, upset North Carolina. That history is not going to factor in today. Those ghosts are just like Ben Franklin and his wife hanging out in the back alleys of Philadelphia. It's a new chapter, it's a new time, and it's a great opportunity for this Indiana team to join perhaps some of that history.
Well, I tell you, the Hoosiers indeed looking to go from a member of the Sweet 16 to an Elite Eight member with an upset win here later tonight over top-seeded North Carolina. Roy Williams's Heels from Chapel Hill, the Wells Fargo Center, holds a little over 20,000 in Philadelphia in the sports complex area, which is just very, very well done here. Mentioning Philadelphia's improvements, the South Philly Sports Complex with Citizens Bank Park and the football field as well where the Eagles play. We'll tip it inside at the Wells Fargo Arena Center, rather, at 9:57 or so. On TBS, Westwood One, right here on the old airwaves, we have, and we're touching a bit, last hour on this basketball team, Carolina, with its defense. Again, that 27 straight game aggregate, holding opponents to 45% or worse. That's very impressive. UNC's worst loss of the year came at Louisville. They lost by 6 back in early February. Last loss they had amongst the 10 coming in with success was to Virginia, who's a member of this year's Sweet 16, so they've only lost one of their last 10. As we all know, Virginia plays as the one seed in the Midwest, and they'll be kicking off things on the airwaves, mentioning the Cavaliers, tonight against Iowa State, who has the 4 seed playing at the United Center in Chicago. But in its two tourney wins, Florida Gulf Coast and Providence, Carolina has scored 90 points in the paint. Now, that's an average of 45, but dropping it down even to, say, 40 points in the paint, Tar Heels are 22-1. They have been good keepers of the ball. Their average turnover rate is only a little over 10 per game, and it's the best it's been since 82, 34 years ago. They're well-balanced, 5 average in double figures for the tournament, and one of them isn't even a starter. He's a kid we'll see, Isaiah Hicks, who's a 6'9", 235-pound forward, junior, averages almost 13 points a game. And then, you know, this is going to be a key matchup with Indiana, and this is where we might be a little bit different than what we saw against Kentucky. Kentucky was pretty much two-man guard-oriented. Their inside people didn't hurt Indiana. I mentioned Hicks just a second ago. They got Kennedy Meeks. He's 6'10", 260. He's a junior. And Justin Jackson, 6'8", sophomore, 200-pound forward. And, of course, Bryce Johnson, one of the veteran seniors who's averaging a double-double, 17 points, 11 rebounds, 6'10", 230. So there's plenty of size there. And, you know, they're looking at a plus 8 in the rebound margin, and they have over 500 offensive rebounds this season. That's 100 more than Indiana, and the Hoosiers are a good rebounding team. Indiana is a plus 6 themselves, but Carolina has 100 more offensive rebounds than Indiana. So just a couple of areas that are going to be so vital tonight, obviously, rebounding. Yeah, the ball's going to have to go in the hole. Rebounding and points in the paint are two vital spots that I'll be tracking here when we get rolling against the Tar Heels. Looking to play and continue through the weekend here in the City of Brotherly Love. A win puts Indiana in the Elite Eight and into the regional finals on Sunday afternoon late.
Joe, you have any idea what time that Sunday game is if Indiana happens to make it? It's Easter. I know people are trying to make plans and everything else.
I know it.
The NCAA does a wonderful job of hiding all of this.
They do indeed, and since it is Easter, I'm hearing, and it's nothing definite, but if we win, I heard we're not coming back until Monday, which tells me
late game.
That it's going to be a late Sunday tip. By that I mean 7-ish, 7:30, but that's just what I'm hearing right now. It's not going to be, from what I hear, a matinee contest.
Okay, that makes sense, because you know what they want to do? They want the big TV rating, and they know that's Sunday night. So Saturday's games are 6 and 8:49, 6:09 and 8:49, so it wouldn't surprise me if Sunday is that way. We've seen different times. I didn't know with the holiday, but nobody seems to know that, so the NCAA doing a good job of hiding that on a on a holiday weekend, which helps nobody but the NCAA, and they've been known to do that. They line their pockets with $11 million per game in this tournament, so it's not surprising we have to bark when they ask us to bark.
Yeah.
The Hoosiers, Joe, need to change some history. It's recent history. Last night, all four favorites won. All four favorites won convincingly. Yeah. There were no double seeded digits, upsets. And all by double digits. You're exactly right. Villanova shot the lights out. They ran over Miami, Florida, and Louisville. Oklahoma didn't even get a big night from Buddy Hield. Got a double-double out of them. They walk over Texas A&M in Anaheim. Maryland was game for a while, Joe, but it's like watching it's like watching an inexperienced three-year-old hit the third turn at Belmont. There's a lot of racetrack left, and they fell apart there down the stretch. And couldn't keep up with Kansas, and if he didn't stay up last night, Oregon looks the part. They dismantled Duke. The Dukies didn't hit any threes and couldn't get Grayson Allen going. Oregon had a lot to do with that. So Dana Altman and the Ducks looked to be the part of a number one there. So all the chalk, 1-2 in the South and West. And tonight, Virginia and Iowa State get things started. But Wisconsin and Notre Dame will be the game you're watching, because that's going to determine your start time and perhaps Indiana's opponent on Sunday.
Well, I'm hoping we're going to change all of those numbers to a 5-7. How's that? I'll take that. I'd like to see us play Wisconsin. I think they'll beat Notre Dame tonight, and we'll go from there. So I think we'll see a different Nigel Hayes. From what I gather, talking to some of the Wisconsin people we saw in the arena yesterday.
If you don't see a different Nigel Hayes, you're going to see Notre Dame again. That's for
sure.
He can't shoot 22 or whatever he is for two games. The amazing part is they've won both those games. They beat a number two seed with Nigel Hayes going 2-10 or 2-11.
Yeah.
You know why? That system grinds you down. That is an oil and water game there. Notre Dame likes to play like we do, and Wisconsin doesn't like to play that way.
And I tell you, we're about 6 days shy of a new month, and we're talking this is, for many teams, the 35th game of the year. So, Wisconsin's, 22-12, and we've played, 34?
Yeah,
so
Wisconsin's 22-12, but they were 9-9 at one point.
Oh, yeah.
So that's the other point. And teams with deeper benches might go a little bit deeper. And if you saw some of these teams last night in those box scores, one and a half guys coming off the bench, they've tightened up the rotations because winning, there's nothing to save anybody for.
Well, that's what the key, we
gotta
can talk matchups until we're blue in the face, but we got to stay out of foul trouble because this is a different kind of a team we're playing, because they're more inside-oriented and they've got bodies off the bench glass, three deep, that can help them. That's where we kind of tend to hold our fingers if Thomas gets in foul trouble. Need, of course,
tonight's not the night
help
for that.
Big help from the bench.
Tonight's not the night for Thomas to be in foul problems. Not with that front court.
I got you, brother.
And it can't be little cheap reaching fouls. It can't. Let them score. They don't take fouls off of you. You can let Bryce Johnson have dunks if you get beat. Don't foul him, because the fouls don't go away. All right, Joe, great job as always.
All right,
we'll have a busy Monday morning regardless, no matter where you're calling from, whether it's the Philadelphia airport or here.
Yeah, sounds great. Julie, have a great Easter weekend.
You too.
Happy Easter, everybody, in Bloomington, and go Hoosiers.